What's up, what's up? You are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. My name is Dominique Beaumonte, and I'm your host. And this is just a recap of my weekend. Thanks for listening. You know how it is when you don't know where to start. So I don't really know where to start. I'm going to start with this quote. This is a quote from somebody named Sahita Bahara. That is S-A-N-H-I-T-A, last name B-A-R-U-A-H. And here's what he or she says. Every day is a gift, but some days are packaged better. Okay. First off, I just want to remind everybody that there is hope and that you have the potential, the capacity, the wherewithal to generate and find things in your life that you can hope for, that can bring hopefulness to you, something that you can look forward to. And so I want to encourage you, and I want to just begin this episode by letting you know that I'm looking forward to July travel. I'm looking forward to the Holy Convocation because I'm Koji. I'm looking forward to a couple of the church projects that I have. There's a lot that I'm looking forward to. And I want to encourage you, just make a list of the things that you are looking forward to, because that will encourage you, give you something to think about. Like, this weekend was like really great because I'm getting ready for a lot of conference travel in the month of July. And I have to be very intentional about what I want to look like, what I want to wear, what colors I want to wear. And so, because I've set that as one of my intentions, like every time I go to the mall or if I'm in the vicinity of a place that I know has something that I'm interested in, it really alleviates the stress of like feeling like I'm doing things at the last minute because I'm like grabbing things as I go. So what the attention that hovers over me is, you know, this idea that I'm going to be successfully, impeccably dressed for the month of July because I started in the month of June. I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, try that for yourself. Okay, so I spent the weekend in Seattle. I was in Seattle from Thursday to Monday, Juneteenth. I think that's what today is. And I'm always like really ambitious and optimistic about what I'm able to accomplish when I'm in Seattle. And I'll be like, yeah, we're going to connect. You know, I'll be talking to people like cousins and other family members. And literally, like, the time just escapes you. So if I didn't see you, it's not because I didn't want to. It's just because there's so many people in so little time. But you'll understand a little bit better, hopefully, by the end of this podcast. But people, the meeting up of people is sometimes the challenge for me, just because, first of all, I'm an introvert. Second of all, a lot of the things that I like to do in Seattle don't involve people. And then the people that if they do involve are like my immediate family members, and that's a lot of energy and time consuming energy, beautiful energy, but takes a lot of energy. So I realize that I can't see everyone, and you know, I really generally don't think about that reality until it's too late. But if I didn't see you, I'll see you next time. If you don't even live in Seattle and this doesn't apply to you, I'll see you when I see you. So anyway, I get to Seattle, and the first thing that I do is I give myself a pep talk, because you know, you make your travel arrangements so far in advance, and then like when it's time to travel, like you go and you review some of the things, some of the reservations and stuff that you made, and you're like, am I going to be here too long? Like, was I overdoing it when I made this reservation? So first thing, I had a lot of anxiety. Like, I want to be there from Thursday to Monday, right? I want to go because I got a lot of things to do next week. There's convocation. There's just lots of things to do. And so I'm in the airport. I'm overthinking it. like just overthinking a bunch of stuff that I just tend to overthink. And like, I was like, you know what? You should make a commitment to yourself. Number one, to not overthink. Number two, to not overplan. And then number three, just chill. I guess now technically not overthinking and not overplanning would technically be chilling, but I need that reminder, like, chill, like, you're doing too much. So I did that. I was like, forget it. Like, I'm gonna, like, crash my little Thursday, like, plans and, like, just relax. So I stopped. I had this thing about rental cars. I will wait until they bring, like, the perfect rental car that I can fit in from the basement. I did not care how long it takes. I will wait. And so I was, like, waiting and waiting and waiting. It had been, like, an hour. And that's a long time to be wasting at an airport when you're on a vacation. And so I had to, like, really be like, you need to just get in one of these cars and drive off. So I waited and waited and waited, and they had, like, a bright red, like, fire truck red, Honda, the big body one. Anyway, drove that sucker off, my knee started hurting, drove it right back and got into a smaller vehicle that had more leg room, ironically, and just lived my life. But that was, that. It takes me 2 minutes to explain it, but that was like a 2 hour ordeal. Anyway, that kind of sort of set the tone for the week. First of all, this is a pause. This is a commercial break to say something that has been bothering me. I made this observation last week about people who are selfish. Have you ever noticed that selfish people, maybe talk calling themselves in the beginning is not a bad idea. Anyway, have you ever noticed that people would be like people that you haven't seen in a while would be like, hey, like, where have you been? Hey, stranger. And generally the people who do that are people who only contact you when they need something from you. And then the space in between your communication with them is time that they didn't need anything from you. Anyway, I was chuckling about that because somebody was like, hey, where you been, stranger? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, but you're actually calling for something. And the last time we spoke, I provided you something. So it's not that I'm a stranger. It's just that we communicate out of convenience and we should just be comfortable with that. We don't just talk. We talk for a purpose. And I'm fine with that. Don't just be hitting me up randomly. I don't need that. Anyway, right. Okay. So when you are coming home and visiting your family, particularly my family, nothing really bends in your direction. So, like, nobody is, like, taking the day off or, like, picking me up from the airport. Like, they're going to be doing what they're going to be doing. I'm going to join what they're doing, or I'm going to do my thing, and so it's time to get together. Sometimes when I come to Seattle, I don't even see my mom. Like, I haven't seen my mom this round because she just lives her life. She's like, catch me when you, if you can. Like, either she's really anxious about me seeing her so she can go on with her life, or it's like, I'll catch this person when I catch them. Excuse me. I'm not going to edit this. This is how I talk. Okay. So, I stopped by the barbershop where my brother is. Of course, I went to the birthdays that are all being celebrated. That's a part of the reason why I came. You know, of course, played phone tag with my mom, and I did a lot of hotel lounging. I went to all some of my favorite spots. I'm gonna hit some of them on my way out. And of course, I went to just about every mall that passed me or I passed it. And so I'm thinking about, so the last day, I was like, I'm gonna do like some mindfulness stuff. Like, I'm just really gonna just sit in a posture, leave my phone, my iPad, my MacBook. I'm gonna leave everything like in the room. I'm just gonna go to the hot tub and just like do some. So I got in the hot tub, I closed my eyes, and I ran through every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I started to thank God for all the things that happened. Like, ooh, I could've got that red Honda Accord, but I didn't. I ended up getting a smaller car that had more leg room. Thank God for the leg room. I thought about all the hotels that I've stayed in. I thought about all the malls that I thought about all the shopping that I did. I thought about all the things that I bought. And it brought me a lot of gratitude, primarily because I was thinking about how sometimes, like, we let, like, isolated experiences define a whole experience, right? And not every experience that I've had since I've been home is, like, amazingly beautiful and podcastable. Some of them you know, I could have wished they didn't happen, right? Nothing too bad, but just stuff that's like, you know, being with family, being out of town, being busy, being sought after for various things. So I got into this space of like just really like reviewing all the details of these days without interruption, with my eyes closed, and just really thinking about how grateful I am to God for everything that I had the opportunity to experience. And I came out of that like, gosh, like God is good. So here's what I thought about. Like in hindsight, I regret, because you're not supposed to have regrets, but I think sometimes regrets help you to prepare for your next opportunity to live and enjoy yourself. So I regret all the time that I waited, like, you know, spending time trying to find the perfect rental car. I already told you how annoying I can be in that regard. And, you know, I just, also, my friend Amanda, shout out to Amanda, I will tell her that she's in this podcast and she will listen to this, maybe. She texted, I don't know if it was Thursday or Friday, and said that somebody said that Kirk Franklin died. And so, of course, I'm like, I gotta go like find out whether Kirk Franklin died. And then I resolved that if TMC hadn't said anything, then Kirk Franklin is alive and well. But I spent a lot of time like tracking Kirk Franklin over the weekend. So I regret like spending so much time doing that. Not because my friend Amanda mentioned it, but because it's like, if TMC didn't say that he was dead, he's not dead, let's move on. So anyway, there's that regret. But I also like, in my contemplation, and like thinking about like all the things that I got to experience, I'm really grateful for, I mean, see, you gotta be grateful for the little things. And as a person who travels a lot, like I'm grateful that I went through this 4 or 5 day experience and I only needed one can of Lysol. Like this one can of Lysol like lasts me the whole week, and it is like almost gone, so I don't have to feel guilty about like leaving half a can of Lysol because I was really using that bad boy. So I'm grateful for that because, of course, I was here for 5 days. I was at 3 different hotels, and I was at 6 different rooms because I'm crazy like that. The room got to be perfect. If I notice something, I'm moving. Anyway, I stayed at 3 different hotels intentionally because I used points at some of the hotels. I wanted to experience some hotels that I had never stayed at before. I wanted to go back to a hotel that was closer to one of my brothers. That was really nice. So anyway, good times. And anyway, so that's sort of a recap of the weekend, but I want to go back to that quote that I read in the beginning, which says that every day is a gift, but some days are packaged better. There are days that are in Dollar Tree gift bags, but I think they need to change their name from the Dollar Tree to the Dollar 25 Tree. There are some days that are wrapped in old newspaper. There are some days that are not wrapped at all, but have a bow on the top of it. The best days, however, are the ones that we find the gift in, no matter how they are wrapped. And I reflect, particularly based on the wonderful weekend that I have had, I reflect on this scripture in the Bible, and I'm going to read it from the NIV version. It says, this is Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 11th, the 13th verse, and I think this kind of summarizes my experience this weekend. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So anyway, that is like a recap of my weekend. I thought, maybe I should do these every Monday, like a recap of my weekend, but people would have to care. But I also confess that I don't podcast for people to listen. I confess that I podcast as a way to release. I confess that I podcast as an opportunity to share things that I believe God gives me. And I pray that when I share a podcast or go live, my prayer is that people who need to hear it, hear it, right? Like, I'm not in the game of, like, trying to see how many people can, like, listen to my podcast. I just want people who need to hear it to hear it. So thank you so much, and thank you for listening to my podcast. And please like and share. If you're listening, please give me some feedback. Leave me a message. Please write a review. If you follow me on Apple Podcasts, I greatly appreciate it. Send me a text if you listen to let me know that you listened and you enjoyed, or just that you listen. All right? All right, peace. Seasoned with salt, with salt.